How's your audio?
Good, man. How's yours?
Oh, it's sounding good.
Let's do this thing.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Podcast number
22.
22.
We had double deuces.
Yeah, we had a bonus podcast come out on Sunday.
Yeah, it sounded good, too.
Yep.
Had old Billy Hudala in the house.
Hudala in the house.
Yeah, man.
So this is the weekend review. How was your weekend?
It was great. It was great, man. Of course, I went south again to see the monkey. And
you hung out with your brother?
And hung out with my brother.
Yep.
And did a little water sliding down a little slippery, wet water slide.
I hear you.
And then Sunday went to the movies and watched the new Lion King.
The Lion King. What'd you think?
Dude, it was pretty cool, man.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool. Of course, Lion King, when I was a kid, was one of my favorite movies of all time. So it was different.
Yeah.
I mean, they followed the storyline very well, but it was good. I enjoyed it. And Abby had a blast. She sat in my lap most of the time, and we sat there and just
laughed and giggled and
Giggled, cuddled, and just had a good time.
That's awesome. Well, I was here Saturday, and
I was too.
We talked. I did classes for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
And Sunday, I got on up and got some batteries and memory cards and the cameras and went out to the hunting property and made sure the deer stands were still there and
strapped them up. Make sure everything was good.
Put up the cameras and put out some feed.
Yeah, I need to do that.
So, and then on, come back and, fired up the grill and grilled some chicken and some asparagus.
And that was Sunday?
Yeah, that was Sunday.
I was in town and I got zero invites.
You didn't come back to town till late.
About, I don't know what time it was, probably 8:30.
Yeah, see, I was done by then.
I still could have had a plate. You could have put it in the microwave.
Oh.
You know, fat kids like to eat.
Yeah, well, I figured you was gone south, so I didn't even contact you. But everybody else was gone north.
For the majority of the part, yeah, there was a
truckload.
There was a truckload.
Yeah, they had a good turnout up there, and they had beautiful weather.
Yeah, I saw that, and it wasn't super steamy.
No, they said it was like 78 degrees the first day. 83 degrees the second day, and the humidity had got up a little bit, but it wasn't bad at all. So that's pretty darn cool. And we
can't ask for any better weather than that to shoot 3D.
Nope. And we had 28 or so Georgia archers make top 10.
Wow. Wow. That's a huge number.
And several Georgia archers shooter to years.
I saw that.
So
I saw that, and some that were extremely close.
Close, that's right. So, I mean, we can run down the list if we want to.
Yeah, we'll
get some honorable mentions.
Yeah, we'll run them down real quick. We'll start off with Bo Novice in 10th place, Mr. Scott Colwell.
Yep, he come out and got him a top 10.
Congratulations, Scott. And I guess we'll say congratulations to all of them now.
Yeah.
Crossbow, third place, Thomas Van.
That's right.
Crossbow 45, Jason Wilkins.
Yeah,
which has been flat killing it all year long.
And he also did win Shooter of the Year.
Yeah, he won Shooter of the Year as well. Jason, if you're hearing this, dude, appreciate what you guys do at Black Eagle. And if you want to share some of those winnings, we like chicken wings in Social Circle. 8th place in Crossbow 45 was Johnny Garrett.
Yep. He's been shooting good crossbow all year.
Uh-huh. Elementary school open female, Miss Mackenzie Russell with a 6th place.
Yep. She was
she's not much of a 3D-er, but she's starting to like this game just a little bit.
I think so.
Elementary school open male, this same fella that we have mentioned several times, Little MacGyver.
Yep.
Mr. Caleb Brown with a fourth place finish.
Yep.
And he also finished 4th place in Shooter of the Year, I believe.
That's right.
In an extremely tough class.
No doubt.
And guess what? I believe he gets to compete in elementary school open again. Well,
nope.
Nope. He's a fifth grader.
He goes.
He's in middle school now. That's right. All right. He's moving up to the bigger dog state.
So he gets to play with the bigger ones. So.
And then eighth place, Mr. Clayton Frederick.
Yeah, them Frederick boys, they always in the mix somewhere.
Man, they've been on fire all year long. Yep. Elementary school Penn's female, fourth place, Miss Addison Wallace.
Yep, that's a good shooting. And Penn's ain't easy to shoot sometimes.
No, man. I kind of miss it, to be honest with you.
That's right.
Middle school open female, Miss Haiti Vu. I know I just butchered that name.
VU. That's how you spell it anyway. High school open female with a top 10. Casey Tyrion.
Good shooting, Casey. Yep. She's another one that
is in the mix.
She's not all, I mean, 3D's not her thing.
No, but she's sort of, you can tell she's working it out.
Yeah, she's working it. And I think the more she does it,
yep,
she likes it a little more each time, especially when she does well, which that goes for all of us.
That's right. High school open male, fourth place, Nathan Dennis, which is pretty much always in the mix.
I love watching Nathan Dennis shoot.
Fifth place, right there with him, Austin Thurman.
Which is another one. There's been several videos. I believe Cam or somebody had a video of his shot execution this year. And then I think it was Gaius last year. Bo Junkie.
And then Lewis Holmes is one that posted it this year.
Yeah, okay, it was Lewis Holmes.
Uh-huh.
Dude has got a phenomenal shot execution, but he works at it.
And he was, for his first real run, he came in fourth shooter of the year.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
I'm so proud of that boy.
That's right.
He's like my own.
K40.
Third place. Matthew Russell.
It's on the podium.
With skinnies.
Yeah.
He shot his X-10s.
That's right. I think he's made enough money. He may have to move. He was real close. I know that because he'd been playing in the mix. He's been getting a little checks.
He hadn't shot as much ASA this year. I know he had an injury earlier on in one of the shoots that he was planning on going to and then had a little boo-boo with an arrow that cost him being able to go. But
it happens.
But, you know, that boy can shoot it no matter what he's shooting at.
He can shoot. And then the two boys that got bumped out of known 40 and K-45 still showing out.
Yeah, top 10s in the K-45
Blake Reagan with a third place.
Got a podium.
Podium. He finished out the year pretty good.
Yes, he did. And then Cole Frederick.
Top eight. So that was he's been always in the mix. So he's had a good year.
Mm-hmm.
Open A, eighth place was Matt Loggins.
Good shooting, Matt. I don't know him, but good shooting.
I mean, that's judging yardage, the whole time.
Both days.
Yep. Open C was Sean Beebe.
Good shooting, Sean.
Eighth place. Olympic recurve, first place was A.J. Clemens.
Good shooting, A.J.
So he made
hardest style of archery there is, in my opinion, man.
And known pro, we had this guy we know. You know, it was pretty cool because we're here in Social Circle watching the shoot down, and Curtis Broadnax from Social Circle, Georgia. I was like, yeah, I know that kid.
Well, I talked to him on it was either Wednesday or Thursday. He came in, and before he left, he said, "I'm going to win it." And you know as well as I do. I mean, that class is the best of the best
shooters. Just dot
bar none. Anybody that plays that game, is the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the mindset when he left here that he was going to win it.
Yep, which is a good thing. You got to have confidence in this game.
Absolutely. And this is his best finish as a pro.
Yep, and he did it on the last big stage.
On the big stage, I cannot put into words how proud of Curtis I am. I mean,
yep.
I love Curtis to death. He and I have hung out a good bit. You know, we went and shot over George's place one night. We rode together. We went and had dinner afterwards. I mean, Curtis is an awesome young man and fun to be around.
Oh, yeah. He's a great young man, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, and he's headed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So his name is going to be heard more often.
The more he does it, the better he'll get. I really think and hope that this puts a little bit of taste in his mouth.
Yep.
And next year is only better than this year.
That's right.
Because he's certainly gotten the talent.
Women's pro, you never can count her out. Kaylee Johnson. No, she was on. She was third place.
Can't.
And you don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. Carr Kelly laid out some numbers for that weekend.
Dude, that's what was it, her second round?
Yeah, her second round was killer.
Just flat out dominated.
But they didn't get the shoot down.
I didn't get to watch it because I was traveling.
Yeah. Well, the first call was they didn't get to shoot down because it was too dark. And the second message I saw is because of the live feeds talked about distance of the targets when the known yardage was shooting, they thought it was not fair because some of them have been watching the feed because they ain't had nothing else to do. So it wasn't fair that some of the yardages had been told from the box. So that was one of the reasons that they didn't shoot down.
And that was the known pro class?
Well, see, what happened is the women usually shoot first.
Right, women.
So they came down 7.5 inches of rain in about an hour. I mean, it came down a frog strangler.
Right.
And so where the more contested first, second, and third races, that's who they let first. So they let the senior pro shoot, and then they let the known pro shoot, open pro shoot, and then they let the known shoot. And during the broadcast, then during the known, because they know not to announce until it's the known section, they announce the yardages.
Right.
And so some of the ladies had probably been watching, and so they just thought it wasn't fair. So I understand that. So,
I do.
And they were okay for that. They're fighting for second place, and there's no doubt about it.
Did you notice the podium finish picture that has Sharon Wallace in it?
That was the shooter of the year picture.
She didn't look happy, and I didn't catch why. And I haven't yet seen anything that stated either, but yeah, as to why.
She didn't look too happy. I did see the picture.
She did not look happy.
Yeah.
Jack, Jack or Sharon, if y'all were listening to this, man, shoot me a text or a Facebook message. I'd be real curious to know what happened.
Maybe she just wanted to shoot, you know?
I'm sure she did.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. Everybody wants to get there. Senior known. Old Mike Crow stepped up there and got a first place.
Oh, Mikey, Mike Crow.
With the old yeller bow.
Uh-huh.
And then third place was David Parson. So they got a first and third out of Georgia in the senior known class.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Two podiums in the same group.
Senior master, first place, Mr. Barry Moon.
Oh, Barry Moon.
Good shooting, Barry.
Mr. Moon is a good shot. He's always been a good shot. He's been around this sport a long time.
I don't know him, but you finished first. You can hold your own.
That's a senior master, so he had to judge his yardage, you know?
Yeah.
So semi-pro.
David Hasty.
There you go. Third place on the podium.
Good shoot. Senior master known.
Mr.
Mr. Last Chance Archery himself.
Leon Pittman. That's right.
Good shooting, Mr.
Leon.
He
told me years ago, he said, I ain't found a bow that shoots as good as me. I'm just keep changing. He's so funny.
All right, Dan.
Senior men's.
Mr. Scott, I've had a best year ever.
He also
second place, best year ever.
He also won shooter of the year in his class category.
Sure did.
So, congratulations, Scott, on a great season. It's a dream season, a great season. It's one of them things that fell into place.
He's a good dude.
Hell,
man.
Yeah,
good things
dude,
happen to good people.
No doubt. He's a good, you know, and everything's just been falling for him. Like he said, you know, in the interview that I did with him at the state championship, you know, he's like, sometimes, you know, I thought it was going to be in the leg. It was in the 12. I don't understand why. So, congratulations on a great season. Super senior, Dennis Page, fourth place.
Good shooting, Mr. Dennis.
Yep. Super senior known.
I'm going to let you get that one.
Bob Costa. Costa.
Yeah.
Anyway, sixth place.
Good job, John.
Good shooting, Mr. Bob. Women's hunter.
Eighth place, Miss Stephanie Wallace.
Good shooting.
And then women's open B.
Yep.
Miss Mackenzie Smith.
With ninth placed.
Yep. And then you got shooter of the year winners here. Jason Wilkins and Scott Parrott.
There's somebody
that I want to mention that's not on this list. It wasn't a top 10 finish, but Alicia Beck.
She had the best.
Her best ASA finish yet. And you know as well as I do.
Well, She's been working all
There was one point
she was gonna quit archery.
She was done.
Yeah, she was ready to quit.
She was struggling. Things wasn't going her way. She wasn't having fun.
Had to do a release change.
She was battling. She made a release change It clicked.
Yep. Things went.
And
she's done well.
She has done extremely well.
I don't know if you know this, but she beat all the boys on the known 50 Sims course.
I heard.
Including Kerbo.
I heard. Good shooting, Alicia. I'm extremely proud of you.
Everybody. She beat him not just by 112. I think she beat him by 312s.
Extremely proud of you. Extremely proud to be, you know, one of the bow techs that gets to work on your equipment.
Yep.
Just can't put into words of how proud of her I am.
I know
you could see it in her face when she was struggling that that she was ready just to walk away. And
well, I mean, the same thing happened, like I said, you know, other people that didn't make the top 10, honorable mentions, I guess you'd say, you know,
Ken Wood
with
had his best round,
one-time round.
His first round, one day.
Yep. And then
20 up, I believe.
And then
Ken Zaudell
did the same thing with the Pins class.
Went in there and laid it down one round. Right. So, and, you know, that's why they make this thing 2 days.
That's right.
Because you got to put two days back to back.
That's right.
And you got to have two great days
to get to finish at the top.
To finish well.
Yep.
And you can't take anything away from those that, you know, had a great shooting, great day, whether it be the first or the second, and the other didn't go quite their way. Ken's idea, like I told him when he texted me, he was happy. And I told him, I said, dude,
congratulations.
I'm stoked for you,
keep going, you know.
You worked hard all year long, and you never quit.
No, I
kind of like Alicia. You battled. There were some ups and downs. You've done a ton of traveling with Caleb all over the country.
And he shot two different. He shot open setup some and pin setup some.
He's come a long ways. He's a great guy. He's fun to be around. He helps us here in the shop. He helps with the shoots.
And he helps all around.
He helps just, with 4-H. Yep. You know, I mean, you can't find a better guy.
He's always in the S3DA mix. You know, he's a good guy all around. So
good shooting, Zaudell.
Zaudell. Well, that's the end of ASA.
It's over. Done.
But it's already on the calendar for next year.
I saw.
The Alabama Shooter Association. I mean, sorry about that. Lots of shoots in Alabama.
Yeah.
One in Texas and one in Kentucky and one in Illinois. But, I mean.
The rest of them's pretty much Alabama.
The half of them are in Alabama.
But.
Now, don't get me wrong. They're not all close to Alabama. You know, like, they're not like we go back to the same place.
And I don't want to bash ASA here.
I don't think it's an ASA problem.
They're running into finding venues.
That fit.
That can hold the amount of shooters, the parking, the number of ranges that it takes to make it happen.
The land itself and.
Is there
motel rooms and places to stay?
That too. I mean, is there some things that probably could be done differently? I don't know. I'm an outsider looking in. You know, maybe they could shoot a second round on Sunday. I think they did that actually this weekend.
Yeah.
But
I mean, there's always a way. I mean, but the thing about it is, as far as the people, and you think about it, no offense to, I mean, I love Augusta, don't get me wrong, and I wish it was there every time.
Me too. It's in our backyard.
But the closest motel to Augusta is still 30 minutes away.
Which it was kind of that way in Fort Benning.
So, you know, that's the, you know, and there's, I don't know, it's just different. So you got to find the places that can host it, you know, the land itself, and be able to support the influx of people
right
that come into the area. So I understand that.
And
completely.
I know that everybody's got an opinion on that, and my opinion doesn't hold much weight. I'm not in it. I'm not around it every single day. I don't know what Mr. Mike goes through to try to make these things happen.
A lot.
My biggest complaint with ASA this year was the fact that they scheduled over the top of the IBO. There's always two sides of every story.
Yep.
I get it. The IBO dates have been out for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a fan of how they done that.
I understand.
And here's why. You talked about rabbit holes before we got started, and I'm going to kind of dive off in this rabbit hole for a minute. I mean, I'm a nobody. I'm just a bow tech that helps do the Georgia Archery podcast because I love it and I enjoy it and I love this sport. But what that done is pulled a couple of shooters on the pro class side, and it made them decide which shoot they were going to.
Yep.
Okay. Had Levi gone to the ASA and had a Dan McCarthy type round like Dan had in Fort Benning, that streak may still be running.
You're right.
That streak may be still intact.
But if Frogs had wings.
Yeah. However, they had to choose, and there was five or six of them that chose. I think Danny Evans was one of them. Levi was one of them. That's how those guys make a living. Now, granted, I don't know the financial number that Levi got from Matthews, and it's personally none of my business. We go to work to earn a living.
That's right.
Sometimes there's jobs that come along that pay better than what you're doing currently.
Yep.
You weigh the odds, and if you decide to take said job, you do it because it betters yourself.
And your family and your whole
exactly. thing. Exactly. So you can't blame Levi.
That's right.
From going from Elite to Matthews. That set him and his family up for not only now, but for years to come. And you can't blame the man for that.
I'm not going to blame you.
However, when the ASA scheduled that shoot on top of the IBO shoot that had been out for several years, that could have been handled different. Whether they moved that shoot to July, whether they didn't have that shoot at all, found a different weekend. I know that there was a holiday that was right there close by and another shoot. Something could have been done because these guys that shoot those classes where this matters, it put them in a position where they had to choose, and that's not fair.
Yep.
Because every shoot that they miss is an opportunity to lose at bettering themselves financially.
That's right.
And that's how they. That's how that's some
like,
of them.
That's like if we didn't show up to work, we don't get
we
paid.
Lose money.
That's right. So essentially, you had to choose to get a pay cut to go to one.
And I haven't done the calculation. I don't know what that would have potentially cost Levi. And I know Levi. I mean, him and I aren't buds. We don't talk on a regular basis. And, I mean, I ain't sending him text messages or this, that, and the other. But I would consider Levi a friend. He may not remember me from from Adam.
Yeah.
But he is one of the most genuine archers out there. And I watched the video that Dan put up. And don't get me wrong, I am extremely proud of Danny. He and I met when we were at the ATA talking Black Eagle and all.
Yep. We talked for him for hours. Yeah,
he and I talked when I was in Columbus at Fort Benning.
Yep.
He asked me about my hunt in Texas. Danny probably does remember me from our chats.
Well, I mean,
and we've chatted a good bit on Facebook as well. And I'm super proud of Danny. I don't want to take nothing away from his accomplishment because he's been so close for several years.
Oh, yeah. When you get 1 point difference.
But then to see Levi's video come out afterwards, dude, I mean, that was heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of all of them. Proud of both of them for sure. I mean, we were still talking to ASA.
I think the best part about both of those videos is how they talk about the pressure.
Yeah. I mean, Danny talked about, you know, how hard it was to win it 1 year.
Yep.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, the pressure.
For 12 consecutive years?
Yep.
I mean, you shot tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking for a definitive number here. But how many times have you had the opportunity to, you knew you were close to podium?
Mm-hmm.
Was there some pressure there?
Oh, yeah. On me to perform, first off. You know, just because I'm that close,
right?
You know, to make sure I don't mess up,
right?
You know, to keep your mind clear,
right?
And then on top of it, to you have to sort of look over your shoulder.
Yeah,
that's what Danny did all weekend,
and to have to do that for 12 years.
That's right.
I can't imagine the burden that it put on Samantha.
That's right.
And
the life. I mean, this is pressure. I mean, I understand that. So I mean, but.
And for any of you out there that may be listening to this and you've got some hatred or some discontent, as my buddy GP says, in your heart, you need to check yourself. You need to step back and check
yourself. Well, like I said, I don't have, there's no hate for what happened.
Oh, there were several.
I'm not talking about on my end.
Our end.
No, because, I mean, hats off to Danny. And, you know, 12 years, some people would give up.
I would.
There's no doubt. Some
I ain't
people,
gonna say I would. But
some people would be like,
it ain't happening.
It ain't gonna happen.
It ain't gonna happen.
Why push? You know?
I mean.
But Danny pushed every single year.
He never gave up.
No.
Never.
Nope. And he was there. And
proud of them.
No matter if the Augusta happened date, that situation, you coulda, shoulda, woulda, you don't have no clue. But just in general, it still was only 12, 14 points. I mean, they closed it to 11, 12 points. And there's sometimes it had been 30 and 40 and 70 and 80 points.
Right. So you take Levi, he comes and shoots that shoot and just has a phenomenal round.
Yep.
And, you know, throws a 34 up or 40 up, you know, because we all know he's capable. Dude, that could have been so much closer.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's that is the only complaint that
The other side of that is like I said, I don't want to be that's the reason that Danny won it, because that's not
no,
the
it's
reason
not.
Danny
absolutely
won.
Not.
There's no
absolutely
doubt
in
my mind
not
on that.
Danny earned it, and there's no doubt about it. I just don't like the fact that they had to choose.
Well, I understand, and hopefully the schedule is better for this year so that they don't have to choose.
If all those out there listening, I mean, if your job put you in a position where you had to choose, I mean, is that fair?
No, I mean, it's, you know.
Especially when the dates have been out as long as they've been out.
That's right. Well, I mean, there's reasons for everything, and we don't know all.
We don't. I mean, and that's just a personal opinion.
That's right.
And that's the beautiful thing about Georgia Archery Podcast is it's our opinion.
Our opinions.
And our opinions are like buttholes. Everybody's got one.
Yeah, like noses. And some of them smell.
Some of them smell.
Yeah, but I mean, ASA's over. We'll be back to shooting next year. First event, last week in February, back in Foley.
I believe so.
So, you know.
It's going to be frost on the ground this time down there.
I don't know. Might be. You never
been
know.
There and seen it.
Yeah, we have.
Noble Fellowship.
Yep. So they announced, which after our podcast, because I saw it on Friday. Hey, who's not going? Come down and shoot with us.
I didn't even see that.
I've been checking the GON lately.
Oh, I got you.
But you know, so it's you can tell it's not what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not.
The GON forum used to be the place to find all the information at.
Georgia Archery is now the place to find it. But we need to know about it.
That's right. So, I didn't find out about it till the post came up on that. And so, and he had a few shooters show up. So, put it up and a few people show up. I get they had a good time.
Cane Creek.
We did talk about Cane Creek, and they had 30 or so shooters show up at that event. So
that's pretty good considering there were so many people in Illinois.
Yeah, and I mean, we had almost 30 people on podium from Georgia. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's how that works. And old Wildcat had
Wild Bill in the house.
Yeah, Wildcat Archery, old Bill. They had their customer appreciation day.
It looked like he had a good turnout.
He had
I know he sold several bows.
Several bows.
I saw the videos that old Wild Bill himself was putting out.
They sold several bows. Had a phenomenal Saturday for them.
Well, good deal.
And I talked to Tony, and he said it was busier than whatever. I called him today, and he's like, dude, I can't got time to talk, but I want to tell you this. So they said he had sold a lot of bows and had a good time, gave away some cool stuff.
Well, good deal. Way to go, Wild Bill and Wildcat Archery down in the Pooler, Georgia.
That's right. He's got a little indoor range and a little area down there. I've been in that store a couple of times, so
I'm gonna make the trip down there one day.
We're gonna have to do one of them rides.
Just ride.
Yep.
Take a Monday and just go see shops.
That's right. That's the plan. But
though we work in a shop, I mean, this is our livelihood.
Yeah, but see,
I like going into other shops.
That's right. And the thing about it is other shops need a voice too. That's what you know. That's the point. You know,
they do.
Like I said, when
we all need a voice.
That's right. If you're a shop.
Sport wild.
That's
sport
right.
wide.
Well, I mean, we have to support each other or we're going to die.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt in my mind.
100% my point.
You can't be, I'm only going to shoot my shoot, and I'm not going to shoot your shoot.
Absolutely.
Because if you'd only shoot your shoot, then you're the only one showing up to your shoot.
Right.
And then they're the only one showing up to their shoot, and right. neither one of us is helping each other.
Right. Exactly. You know? And hopefully next year we get a triple crown going, kind of like what we had wanted to do this year.
I hope so. We're working on it. I got some ideas in my head, too. So
that was so much fun when we did that back in the day.
And the Mega was something else.
The Mega Triple Crown. Anybody remembers the Mega.com?
Anybody remembers the Mega? Boy, that was a lot of money.
If you remember the Mega Triple Crown, better yet, if you're listening to this and you have a picture from the Mega Triple Crown shoot in Perry.
That's right.
At the Buckarama.
Or any of we shot a truckload.
Post this. This one's got to be from the Buckarama.
I got somebody.
I'm throwing one of them on you now, and you can't enter this contest. You can't enter this contest.
Wait a minute.
This is a spur of the moment contest. If you remember the Mega Triple Crown, the last shooter of the year down in Perry, Georgia, post a picture.
Uh-huh.
Put the Georgia Archery hashtag in the picture, and then also hashtag Mega Triple Crown. One pitcher will be selected as a winner for 3D Journal.
Oh, so, but I'm not eligible to enter?
You're not eligible.
So if I send pictures to other people?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
I got a picture of you.
I got a picture of me.
Yeah.
Wearing a yellow shirt, that's shooting right. my red X-Force.
Yellow shirt?
My yellow shirt shooting my red X-Force.
That's right.
Back when I could shoot.
I don't know.
I think I actually got third in that tournament.
Yeah. Well, the man who got first in that tournament walked away with a whole bunch of change.
Truckload.
Yeah.
He had to back up one of them Brinks trucks.
Yeah, it was bing, bing, bing. Mm-hmm. Yep, it was a...
But, all right, yeah. All right, podcast number 22, new giveaway. We'll end this on next Thursday, which I'm pulling up my 15th. Calendar now. 15th. Next Thursday is the 15th.
Full moon.
The full moon Thursday.
Yep.
For a 3D journal. Post a picture from the Mega Triple Crown with the hashtag Georgia Archery and Mega Triple Crown as a hashtag as well.
If you find a picture of Steve, he's still got dark mustache and beard in those pictures.
I don't believe it.
Yes, he does. I promise you.
I don't believe it.
Yep. Not, he wasn't all gray faced.
And I mean, I'm talking to guys like Corey Bryant and TJ Waits and Buck Amons and John ain't eligible. Robbie's not eligible. Steve's not eligible.
Superman?
Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Big Easy E.
Oh, yeah. If anybody remembers that.
If you got a picture.
That's right. Pull up a picture from the Mega Triple Crown. Post it, you know, hashtag Georgia Archery, hashtag Mega Triple Crown. And Robbie's going to pick a winner.
Yep.
Well, we have another giveaway going on that will end at the next podcast. You remember?
I do. Sorry, I just got a text message.
20? Didn't we talk about it on 20?
Yeah.
Podcast number 20, we talked about the giveaway. And somebody will win an archery journal and a Georgia Archery sticker. So you need to get your entries in because we're going to find out Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
Yep. All right, man. Sound I think like that's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, you got to remind everybody where they can find us at.
Georgia Archery. Facebook, Georgia Archery.
Yep.
Instagrams.
Georgia Archery.
Tweeters,
Georgia Archery.
Chapsnatch. Georgia Archery.
You had to think about that.
I had to think about that.
That was
one.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I got a text message. I've been, got my mind, it twisted my mind.
Anyway.
For a second.
Georgia Archery. You can find us everything on the webpage, www.georgiaarchery.com. There's some swag on the page. You can go get you one of them shirts. I seen David Woods got his shirt. Vincent Tinelli's got their shirts.
I saw that.
That was the funny thing was I was looking at the governor's pictures and that guy had his shirt. I don't know that gentleman, but he had a shirt on. One of the shirts with the American flag, Georgia shooter on it. So I thought that was pretty cool. Get your swag in on the webpage. So
right.
You can get some stickers, you can get a bag, you can get a few things. There's a couple of things. There's actually a Stranger Things has been pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
So it says Archery Things and it looks like the Stranger Things logo. So you can get you one of them or wear it all the time. So, get out there and get that stuff. If you're a club and you're hosting events next year, time to be planning, right?
Right.
You know, send us your list of what you're going to, when your shoots are going to be in an email at georgiaarchery@gmail.com. And then have your club name listed on the webpage. So fill out the form if you're not there.
Yep.
So what do you think?
I'm good, man.
You're good? Well, we covered up the ASA. We covered up the local shoots. And we'll talk about all the things that are going on this weekend in the next one.
Sounds good.
And we got some more bonuses coming soon.
Yes, we do.
So until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
And we'll see you.